Perhaps most of you know that Pope Francis was on a 24-hour visit to Fatima, where he canonized two of the three children who had the apparition of Mary. While he was there, of course, he said many things, and there were many celebrations, but in his Twitter message, this is what he tweeted. He said, "Whenever we look at Mary, we come to believe once again in the revolutionary nature of love and tenderness." Mary, the Mother of God, she brings about this revolution of love and tenderness. Although he wasn't talking about Mother's Day, or I don't know whether he had Mother's Day in the back of his mind, but on Mother's Day, there's nothing more beautiful that Pope Francis could have said about Mary. In my own personal life, these days, a lot of focus has been on Dad because of his ill health. And I love my dad to death. But my mom, she's my hero. This woman who gave birth to me. This woman who just loves me. This woman who's nurtured me. My mother is my hero. Gentle, yet strong. Loving, yet straightforward. Tender, yet firm. Holy, yet humble. My mother is my hero. She's only this little. Many of you have seen her. When I go home and I give her a hug, I can almost pick her up. But her heart, so big. My mother is my hero. And as I often say, my mother is the best mother in the whole world. From the time God created women till the end of the world, after Mary, my mother is the best mother in the whole world. And I'm sure many of you will say the same thing about your mother. Mother's Day is not a liturgical feast, and so the readings don't reflect today. Yet there's something about God and mothers that almost compels me to spend a whole homily on motherhood. So here's my 3 points about God and of mothers. In fact, I've titled my homily "Of God and Mothers." Folks, here's my first point. The fact that the first man and woman were created in the image and likeness of God, both man and woman, it tells us that God is beyond gender. Many of us imagine God as a male figure because that's how scriptures reveal God to us, and that Jesus has called us to, taught us to call God Father. Yet, God is beyond gender if you just look at who God and what God created. Mothers get their motherly qualities from God who created them. In their life nurturing and creative role, in their love, in their kindness, in their tenderness, in their compassion, mothers reflect the God who created them. In the prophetic books too, God's motherly qualities are often talked about. That famous passage from Isaiah where Isaiah says, "Can a mother forget the child within her womb?" Those of you who are mothers, even if she forgets, I will never forget you, is what God says. Last Sunday's gospel in the New Testament, we heard about Jesus being the good shepherd. In fact, God is another imagery of God being the shepherd. A shepherd is like a mother to the sheep. A shepherd feeds the sheep, waters them, grooms them, shears them, delivers lambs, leads them, protects them, and guides the stray sheep back into the fold. In this sense, shepherds are like mothers and mothers are like shepherds. But God as a shepherd and mothers as shepherds do way more than what a shepherd does. God also created us. So God is more than a shepherd. And so are mothers, and more than just shepherds. They bring life into the world. In today's gospel reading, I am so touched by Jesus who says, "Where I am, you also may be. This is my wish." And the moment I read that, my thoughts went back to my parents, to my mom. 9,000 miles separate us. I call home every day, morning and evening. Somebody was asking me today, "Did you call your mother?" I said, "I call every day. Every day is Mother's Day for me." And Dad picks up the phone, he'll say a few words and say, "Here, talk to your mother." Folks, mothers are God's way of telling us that God loves us. So, dear mothers, today we, your children, we honor you. We love you. And we are thankful. Because of you, we have life and everything that life provides. Because of you. So, thank you. Secondly, I want to talk about motherhood as being both a calling and a challenge. And it's both these things. Just the other day, I was talking to a few people at our staff. We went out for lunch, and there were two ladies whose children had just gotten their driving licenses. And they're talking about what this means for them, now that their children are going to be out in the streets driving. And I looked at both of them and I said, "There's a reason why God did not call me to be a parent." When I see the anxiety of parents, and particularly mothers, it's something paradoxical. You know, there is this anxiety, and yet mothers are the ones who really become the strength for their children. So I said, my priesthood is God's way of stopping me from being a parent. Motherhood is really a calling in this way that's different from all other calls. It really is. See, only a mother can be a mother. When couples get married, it's not like they say to each other, "You know what, I'll have the first baby, you have the second one." It doesn't work that way. Only a mother can be a mother. A father cannot be a mother. Only a mother can be a mother. And in that sense, it's a very unique calling. The baby inside the mother draws nourishment and life from her. And this is a holy calling. Motherhood is a profound calling. However, her calling is also her challenge. A mother is a human person, and sometimes we forget that. When I was young, I expected my mother to be a miracle worker. My laundry had to be done. It had to be ready on time. My food had to be on the table on time, and it better taste good. If it was good, nobody said anything. If it was not good, she heard all about it. Right? When I was ill, I expected her to heal me. When I felt crappy, I expected her to make me feel good. She was supposed to make me feel good even if I had looked like a little rat. She was supposed to be the miracle worker. Sometimes we forget that mothers are human persons. Yes, they have a divine calling, but they are human. Mothers sometimes go astray like we do. Mothers have the same weaknesses we do. Mothers sometimes fail like we do. Yet only a mother can be a mother. So today we pray for all mothers, those who have done well and those who have struggled. I pray to Mary, the Mother of God, to be with all mothers in the world. I pray that she may intercede for them, and may God bless them all. Thirdly, I think as a society and sometimes as a nation and as a family, we also owe our mothers an apology. I want to draw our attention to the challenges women and mothers face. It's a sad reality that in this time and age, women do not draw equal wages. In this time and age, for the same job that men and women do, women do not get paid equal wages. When it comes to maternity leave, our country is way behind most developed countries and even developing countries. India has more paid maternity leave than the United States. There's a law in Parliament right now to give 26 weeks of paid maternity leave. How many mothers would be happy with that? The data on the abuse of women on college campuses and homes is alarming. Check out the data. And if you don't have tears in your eyes, let me know. Domestic abuse is huge. Folks, a society is only as good as it treats its women. Mother's Day is a reminder to all of us children to respect, to honor, to love, and help our mothers. When we fail to do so, we fail to honor God's greatest gift to us, the gift of motherhood. So today, if you realize that you have failed your mother, if you haven't called her enough, or if in any way you have not been good to the mother of your children, you should ask God's forgiveness and theirs. We owe our mothers and women an apology. Today, I also want to remember mothers who have lost a child, or a mother who may have had to bury their children. It's the hardest thing to do. I pray for mothers who have not received the grace of motherhood, even if that's what they wanted. It's a pain in many people's heart. I pray for mothers who've had miscarriages and mothers who, for one reason or another, could not bring their child into the world. I pray that God's love and the strength that God gives us within may continue to give you hope and lead you on. Please know that the church also walks with you. If you are sad or if you're overwhelmed, please know that Mary, the mother of love and tenderness, is there to give you hope. I want to end this homily today by saying that together, that great prayer that we always pray, Holy Mary, Mother of God. She's the mother of all mothers. We honor her today, and we pray for all mothers as we pray together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.